Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning, good afternoon. I got absolutely no clue what it is for you, but I know it is the NFL Rewind at Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Week one, almost in the books, not quite yet. Obviously, we got Monday night to come, but man, oh man, it did not disappoint with the oldest rivalry kicking it off for us on Thursday night with the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears. And then you had the Cleveland Browns with all the hype that they have mustered up throughout the offseason, and they got themselves absolutely destroyed by the Titans, man. What about the Ravens? Lamar Jackson, man. Holy cow. People said this guy couldn't throw in the NFL. Well, I think he can, man. What a performance from him. What a day for the Ravens. They were all over the Dolphins. Vikings looked sharp early, and Falcons, I don't know what's going on with them. Wow, Bills, Jets, that one, just a wild one, people. Seriously, Eagles, they can put up points. Panthers and Rams, that was a good one. Chiefs, Jaguars, holy cow, man, oh, man, the Chiefs look good, and they added themselves a really nice weapon. They got themselves Sammy Watkins. Wow, that dude had a fantastic day. Chargers, get it done, man. They get it done over the Colts, and Seahawks, they did too. They squeaked by. What a performance by Dak Prescott. Wow, the Cowboys. Man, oh, man. Week one, people, I'm telling you, it was unbelievable. It was off the charts. I can't wait to get to it all. And think about what happened in Arizona, where I come to you from. The Cardinals, they didn't give up. They didn't quit. Kyler Murray looked awful in the beginning, but wow, he pulled it together somehow, some way, and they absolutely shocked me with the performance, an 18-point comeback and tying, putting it into overtime and at least walking away with a tie. 49ers, well, they get it done against the Buccaneers. Horse whisperer with Jameis Winston didn't look that good. But Patriots, they're back to their old tricks. Man, oh, man, they look sharp against the Steelers. So a ton of things to get into, if you can't tell. I'm jacked up, people. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports, and wow, it's the NFL Rewind Week 1 right here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One on one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
Here's Henry. What a night, Henry! He is gone for the touchdown, his fourth.
Relentless, and that's what this team's been about all season long. This is a team that was 3-5 at one point. People counted us out, but nobody in this locker room didn't think we'd be here. We knew exactly where we'd be, and that's what's great about tonight, just being able to celebrate this one, but we're on to the next.
Scott on second, going deep, and there's a touchdown. Michael Gallup, a rookie, maneuvered down the far sideline to catch a touchdown.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Cowboys win!
All righty, everybody. That is true. Cowboys did win. And I'll tell you what, Derrick Henry played well for the Titans, man. They put up 43 points on that Cleveland Brown team that's supposed to be all that and a bag of chips. Welcome back in, everybody. NFL Rewind, Andy Dorf getting you through it here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter at Dorf on Sports. But wow, what a wild first week. I'm going to run through the scores for you real quickly, and then I'm going to get into all the action. Like I said, Packers and Bears led it off on Thursday, 10-3 Packers. And there's a new law firm in Green Bay right now called Smith & Smith. I'm just kidding, but those two guys can really get to the quarterback. So if you wonder what the law firm specializes in, they specialize in getting to the quarterback. So you obviously know I'm kidding, but sounds pretty good. And they look pretty good for Green Bay. 10-3 over the Bears. Neither's offense looked good. And there was a little bit of this and that for everybody in the NFL for the most part. Titans all over the Browns, 43-13. We'll get into the hype there, believe me. Ravens, 59-10 over the Dolphins. Not surprised that the Ravens won here, but maybe a little shocking in the fashion that they did it. We know the Dolphins are tanking, but they were down 42-10 at halftime, man. That's embarrassing. Vikings 28-12, and they got out quick. Vikings were out fast and in a hurry, and the Falcons just got behind too far. So 28-12 over the Falcons, Vikings. Bills 17-16 over the Jets, Jets. And the Bills just kind of hung around. That's the way I see it. They hung around, and then they were able to score some crazy touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Eagles 32-27 over the Redskins, and that was a pretty good football game, actually. Eagles had to come from behind and pull it out. Rams 30-27 over the Panthers on the road. That was one of the games that I thought was going to be pretty good. And it lived up to what I thought it would. Rams are a good football team. Carolina will be a good football team. Chiefs 40-26 over the Jaguars. And Nick Foles gets out of this game, which obviously hurts them. But Chiefs also lost Tyreek Hill. So thank God they got Sammy Watkins because he lit it up. Talk about making a debut. 9 catches, 198 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yeah, it was a good day for Sammy Watkins. Yeah, it was a good day for Patrick Mahomes, like usual. Pretty unbelievable numbers, 25 of 33, 378, and all 3 touchdowns, like I said, to Sammy Watkins. So welcome to the Kansas City Chiefs. You got your homie throwing you a football and giving you a lot of touchdowns. Defenses are going to have to adjust, but they're really going to adjust now because Tyreek Hill will be out. So, but don't kid yourself. That's not going to hurt the Chiefs too much. All right, Colts go down to the Chargers, 30-24, and you know what? Give the Colts credit. Give the Colts credit. They're going to go out there and they're going to compete. That's what they're going to do. They're going to go out and compete. That's great. Chargers, I think, are going to be a pretty good football team when everything is said and done. Seahawks 21-20 over the Bengals. And I think you got to just kind of wait and see as to what's up with these teams. I know the Seahawks are going to compete. I know the Bengals are going to compete. I just don't know if it's going to amount to a lot of wins. I think Seahawks will get a lot of wins. 9-ish. Maybe 10. Bengals, I don't know. Cowboys lit it up. I think they scored 5 touchdowns on 5 consecutive drives. 35-17. They pull away from the Giants in the second half. And a lot of their damage was done in the first half, too. Cardinals, 27-27, we already have our first tie of the season, people. Already have our first tie of the NFL regular season. But with that being said, Cardinals are down 18 points in the fourth quarter. And then all of a sudden, things start clicking for Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury and Larry Fitzgerald and David Johnson. And bam, 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 they're right back in the football game. And it would have been absolutely bittersweet amazing had they been able to figure out a way to pull it off. And think about the Lions, the lie downs. You were up 18 points in the fourth quarter. And, like, seriously, with, like, 5 minutes left in the game, like, what happened? You imploded, man. You imploded. So that was pretty nasty bad, man. Pretty nasty bad. 49ers get it done 31-17 over the Buccaneers. And I really feel like this may be Jameis Winston's last shot. He's got a horse whisperer, not really a horse whisperer, but a quarterback whisperer in Bruce Arians. Has always done well with figuring out ways to make quarterbacks tick and get the max out of them when other guys couldn't get the max. So this is going to be an interesting season there with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the reason why Bruce Arians went out of the league was for health reasons. So hopefully working with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers doesn't make this guy ill again. Because this is going to be tough. This is going to be difficult. But the 49ers might be pretty good too. 33-3 was the final from our champion, Super Bowl champion, New England Patriots over the Pittsburgh Steelers. And that was a dominating performance, man. That was a dominating performance. Defensively, offensively, Brady looked sharp. 3 touchdowns, all kinds of weapons for crying out loud. Dorsett, Bookard. I mean, Edelman, you name it, man. Josh Brown. I mean, Josh Gordon, but he'll have Antonio Brown is what I'm talking about, too. Just so many weapons for this guy. They're not going to miss Gronkowski. They're not going to miss him. Seriously. I'm telling you right now, pencil these guys in right now for the AFC Championship game. Pencil them in for the Super Bowl, for crying out loud. Pencil them in. Who's going to be playing them? That's really the question. At least in my humble opinion, that's going to be the question, is who's playing the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game? They're just too damn good. Seriously. When I come back, when I do get back on the other side, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to break down what I thought about what happened in the games and if some of this stuff is an aberration or not. Whether some of these teams are really all that good from what you saw them put out. Like the Ravens, for instance, 59 points. Kansas City, I think we know that they're pretty good. They scored 40. What about the Titans? They put up 43. And are the Browns as bad as them putting up 13 points and looking absolutely just awful, and the Titans just walking all over them in their own spot? So, yeah, man, there's a ton to get into. So I'll break it down when I come back on the other side, okay? Keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. This is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This will be a 38-yard try, right hash, north end of Soldier Field. Out of the hold of Patrick O'Donnell, Scales sends it back. Good operation, winds up the kick. Eddie Pinheiro is good from 38. And the Bears have the first points in the NFL for 2019. How fitting, it's a kicker that put those points on the board.
3 yards for a first down, 4 for a touchdown. Brady throwing corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Julian Edelman.
Now more of the Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk about the first week. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. We're going to jump out to the phones. Got a caller. Let's hook up with Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch in Santa Monica, you're up, man. It is obviously the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America with me, Andy Dorf. What's up, brother? How you doing?
I'm doing just great. Your video lead-in, or obviously your audio lead-in, couldn't have been more perfect, where the NFL season starts with the Bears scoring a field goal as the first point of the season, and then we see today games in which we had everything, comebacks, teams of what we expected not playing to their potential, teams that we had no idea playing somewhere else, comebacks. We had two overtimes and a freaking tie. I mean, are you kidding me? If this is what's going to happen every Sunday, I swear to God, I'm not going to make it through November without a heart attack. I mean, this is incredible. This
was sign
really
me up, right? Sign
else.
Me up.
I mean, yeah, I mean, really, sign me up. I mean, you know, after the Packer-Bear game, and I've been, you know, talking about this on Twitter and on Facebook, and I've talked to you about this before on and offline. You know, I thought it was great. It was a great defensive struggle. It was a classic NFC Norris tractor pull. But then we see these, like, this offensive performances by the Ravens. And then when you and I, when you think, like, you know, I'm looking at my pool, and I'm going like, all right, if Tampa Bay wins and if the Cardinals come back, I'm going to win the week. And Tampa Bay has a chance to kick a field goal. They don't. They go for it and fourth. They come back. They then kick a field goal. And then they throw an interception. And it's like, what are you guys thinking, these guys? You know? And then the Cardinals, who we thought were basically 6 feet under for the season, come back, tie the game, and then almost have a pick six with 15 seconds to go to win the game, right as Nadal is in the fifth set. I mean, with the U.S. Open, I mean, it was absolutely incredible day. I mean, the Cowboys and Zeke, you know, took care of the Giants. Seahawks, Bengals become just, a nail-biter at the end. Chargers, Colts, I mean, who thought the Colts were even going to be in this game? And yet they stay up, they come to L.A., and they give them a ball game of their lives. Chiefs are who, obviously, we thought they were. Rams, Panthers, another nail-biter. Eagles go down quick, what was it, like 17 points, yet come back. And then the Bills pull up a wonderful upset. Vikings are, you know, you were talking earlier this morning about, you know, Maddie being Maddie, but it looks like the Falcons aren't the team that you may have thought they were. but there's a lot of things going on right now that we can dissect from this week. And basically what we can come away with is that Brady and the Patriots, they're the team to beat, boys. They're the team to beat. There's no one else out there.
Honestly, I
did not see that game. I watched basically Red Zone and watched all the other games. But I had a little thing this evening, was monitoring it and going like, there's not really much to watch here. Just look at it on paper. And I'm sure whatever you watched was even more than what we saw on paper.
Yeah, I mean, the Patriots were absolutely dominant on both sides of the ball. You know, you had Tom Brady come out there and pick his weapons. And like you said, I mean, Antonio Brown will be joining these guys. They've got Josh Gordon. They've got Edelman. They've got a whole cast of characters that can catch the ball for them. So it's just unreal what he's going to be playing with. And I said it earlier. I mean, you must have been listening a little bit because I said, sign him up, man. Put these guys in the AFC Championship game. Actually, maybe even put them in the Super Bowl, because I just think that the Patriots are absolutely going to be fantastic. The Chiefs are good, man. You're right. They can score points. And I mean, what an addition getting Sammy Watkins there, especially with Tyreek Hill getting hurt a little bit. So he'll be out a few weeks, but now teams can kind of key in a little bit on Sammy Watkins, but his impact was fantastic. Lamar Jackson, man, you mentioned the Ravens, 59 points. This guy has 5 touchdowns, and people question whether or not this guy could be a quarterback in the NFL. I think he's answering the questions loud and clear. The Browns, there's so much hype on those guys. I don't know if there's a way where they're going to be able to live up to it, Mitch. I mean, seriously, that's tough to do. And the Titans came into town and they just walked all over them. So I thought that there was a lot of interesting statements made week one of the NFL and in a lot of different ways. I mean, the Green Bay Packers, the statement that I got from them is maybe they got themselves a defense. You know, the Ravens is they got themselves a quarterback, and Lamar Jackson, people better look out for this guy. You mentioned the Falcons, and they just got out of the gates pretty slow. They kind of figured things out late in the ball game, and I know that the Vikings aren't playing as serious of defense, but I think Matty Ice and the Falcons will figure things out. Vikings are a good football team. Let's not kid ourselves. They got a pretty good, solid defense. So ultimately, first few weeks, let's give these guys a few weeks before we're counting anybody in too far or counting anybody out too far. Okay, Mitch?
Absolutely. You know what? Statements, basically what you're saying, are equating to storylines. And of course, I listen to the Dorf man. I mean, by the way, who does not listen to Andy Dorf? I mean, come on now. This is the most listenable. I mean, this is the sports talk radio show across the nation. Come on, people. If you're not listening to him right now on Sunday nights or Sunday mornings or Friday mornings in Arizona, I mean, I'm sorry, you're missing out here. But that being said, you know, what you're talking about is that there's a lot of storylines here. I mean, it's like the WWE, except these are real storylines. I mean, these are things where it's like, you know, you don't know what the set list is going to be and what they're going to play and what's going to happen. But boy, oh boy, you know, if you want to script something for a first week, there's no way you're going to script this. Two overtimes, game, blowouts, no shot. It was crazy.
Let me ask you this. Sure, when you were watching or seeing that comeback from the Arizona Cardinals, getting back into it against the Detroit Lions, who I like to call the Lie Downs, I mean, they got out good and obviously played a solid first half and were up 18 points against this team. And then, you know what, the Cardinals turned it around. And, yeah, you got to give a lot of credit to Kyler Murray. It looked like he started to ease himself into the game a little bit and figured out how to get his weapons like Larry Fitzgerald and David Johnson into that offense a little bit. And, you know, they made this thing one hell of a football game. And obviously they were just a little bit short of being able to figure out a way to scrap it out in overtime. And 27-27 in a weird way has got to feel a little bit like a victory to them in a lot of ways, but there are no moral victories in football. We all know that, but I do think there are some positives to take away from this, but there's also a lot of negatives too, because what we saw early in the game, Mitch, it was atrocious. So maybe they're not as bad as they started out, and maybe they're not as good as you wound up seeing there at the end. Maybe it's somewhere in the middle.
Yeah, but if you look at what Stafford's numbers were, right, he's 27 of 45 for 385 yards at three touchdowns. Brady was 24 for 36, 341 and three touchdowns. I mean, you know, there's a little bit more attempts there, but the completions are about the same, yards the same, and touchdowns are the same. So, you know, you got some things that are going on. You know, you had this rationale, and I want to get into it about preseason football, but obviously that must have been the defense that was the issue there, and not necessarily the offense, you know, or the quarterback's play. But all I got to say is that if there was a first week of the season in which you saw the complete spectrum of what we could possibly expect in a season, I mean, I don't know how you could. If you write this script, no one's going to buy it. No one's going to buy it. The Browns are going to get trounced. You know what I mean? Dolphins completely trounced at home.
I feel you. Mitch in Santa Monica. Hey, man, I appreciate the phone call. As always, 1-800-878-7529, people. You can always get in, chime in about what you saw, what you felt about the week in the NFL. First week, it was all over the board. There's absolutely no kidding about it, man. It was everything that we ever think it's going to be. Each and every week, we get the unexpected. That, if you listen to me more often than not, I tell you, expect the unexpected because, man, oh, man, you know, you can never question people's heart. You can never question their desire, and people want to get out there, and they want to make things happen. So I got to take a break, obviously. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
From the 33-yard line. On a roll. Stafford deep. Got a man. Touchdown. Marvin Jones.
This is Sports Overnight America.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with a sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
On first and goal, takes the snap, turns, gives, Chubb runs, he's going to the one, a little bit more, a little bit more, touchdown Chubb! And the Browns lead for the first time today!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It is Dorf on Sports. If you're hanging out on the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Man, oh man, Cleveland Browns. I'm not quite sure. Well, no, I'm absolutely sure that they're not going to live up to the hype. I'm just not quite sure that the hype was put on them. When you put talent together, it doesn't always mean it's just going to work. And when you think that Baker Mayfield is a great quarterback, when he's done something for just a few games, then sometimes you get caught speeding. Check out the dude's day. 25 of 36. Or 25 of 38, actually. Sorry, I was looking at something else. 285 yards. One touchdown. Three interceptions. Pretty rough day. Mariota had three touchdowns, no interceptions. 14 of 24. Pretty efficient day. By the way, I'm not sure I'm sold on what he's all about either. So I think this is an interesting year for them, the Titans, with Mariota and the direction that they may or may not go. And speaking of that, Baker Mayfield, everybody that likes to be out on the social media and have the microphone on them, it seems like they have a tendency to forget that what got you there is just working on your skills. So, Baker, if I'm you, this has got to be turned around quite a bit. You got to be throwing three touchdowns and zero interceptions, to be quite frank. But if you're having 3-1 and you win the football game, I'm sure they'll take that. So I'm not so sure. I think the Browns are going to be all that good. It's only a matter of time before Odell Beckham is unhappy. Guy didn't really go out there and light it up either. So we'll see how long it takes before things get a little bit messy in Cleveland. I think the Titans will be a decent team, though. I do think they'll be decent. I don't know at times if it'll be pretty. The Ravens, I like them. I think they're going to be really good. After what I saw from Pittsburgh and Cleveland, obviously, same division, I'm liking the Ravens a whole hell of a lot more. And I'm definitely – I never had to buy into – I always liked Lamar Jackson. That guy can play. Guy can use his legs like nobody's business, and people don't give him enough credit. He is a much better passer. When the money is on the line, that guy makes the play. And if you cut him loose, like John Harbaugh has, I'll tell you what, this guy could be electric. So look out for the Ravens. I'm buying into the Ravens. Minnesota, they were impressive. They got out of the gate really early, nicely, and, you know, Falcons couldn't get back into this game, and somewhat disappointed with the Falcons. Really felt like the Falcons might be a good football team this season. And it's early, I know. It's week one. And they went on the road in a hostile environment in Minnesota. So I almost give them a free pass. And the fact that they scored some touchdowns late, maybe, just maybe, they kind of figured things out a little bit and they'll have a much better performance next week. Vikings, I think they're going to be pretty balanced. The question is Kirk Cousins, man. Can he make throws? Can he make plays? Dalvin Cook's going to be really good for them in the backfield. They have weapons, wide receivers, Thielen, Diggs. So they got weapons. Lots of them. Kirk Cousins just got to be better. The Bills are one of those teams. They're just going to kind of like be there a lot. They're not going to be pretty at times. They're going to be ugly. Jets are going to be ugly at the same time as well. They're not always going to be pretty. Eagles got that power where they can come back. They got guys that can just break plays. DeSean Jackson back with them. I really like that. Really like that. Case Keenum didn't look too bad for the Redskins. Played a solid football game. Got to like what he brings to the table for them right now so they can bring Haskins along in a way where it's not going to have to rush him. I like it. Like it a lot. Eagles are going to probably be pretty good. Probably have to figure out a little bit what's going on the defensive side of the ball. But offensively, like I said, we know they can light it up. By the way, DeSean Jackson had a big day. A couple touchdowns. Back with the Eagles. Bet they're happy to have him. Elson Jeffries had a good day too. Good day for him as well. A couple good weapons there. I think the question will be about how good their running game is with Darren Sproles kind of leading the way for them there. Rams are good. Rams are good. Panthers are pretty good too, actually. Christian McCaffrey, looks like they're going to figure out how to use him this year. He got off to a really nice start. A couple touchdowns, 128 yards, 19 carries. It's a solid day. Cam had his moments. He had a few bad moments too. But all around, I think both these teams are pretty good. I think they're going to be in the mix for sure. Kansas City Chiefs, I mean, they're good. They're good. It's not a joke. Patrick Mahomes, MVP. There was a reason for it. The guy can sling it. He can make the throws. Any throw. And he's accurate too. Really accurate. So I like him. I like him. I like the Chiefs. And I really think if Andy Reid can get that Super Bowl, whew. That guy's one of the best coaches to ever coach in the NFL, because he's been in so many big games. Jaguars, look, Nick Foles got injured, so we'll see how the Jags can hang in there. I guess that's the best way to put it. It's an unfortunate break. Colts are going to battle, man. That's what I learned about them. They're going to battle. They're going to go out there and they're going to compete. They're just going to give everything they have each and every week, and we'll see what happens, basically, is what they're saying. Chargers are good. They're good. Phillip Rivers is very solid. Real good performance. 3 touchdowns, 333 yards. 25 of 34. Those are good numbers. He's got that Keenan Allen, real good wide receiver. He put up a 123 and a touchdown. So they're going to be good. Chargers are a tough matchup. They obviously need to figure out what's going to happen there in the backfield with Melvin Gordon moving forward. That's what they need to figure out, and they better figure out quick. Bengals, Seahawks. I like the Seahawks to compete. Bengals, I think they're not going to be very good. Just flat out, they're not going to be very good. Cowboys 35-17. That was a relatively impressive performance from them. Dak Prescott, they're going to have to pay this guy flat out. Going to have to pay him his money. Dude's pretty good. When he push comes to shove, he's a good football player. And the play action works really well for Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. So look for a big year from him. Amari Cooper is going to help him do it. Cardinals, 27 points. They put up 18 in the fourth quarter and forced overtime against the Lions. It showed me that they're going to fight. They're going to fight all season long. They're going to battle. They're going to work, and they're going to do everything they can to help Kyler Murray to have some success. We're going to see pretty. We're going to see ugly. We're going to see a little bit of really bad. We're going to see some pretty good. It's going to be all over the board. I'm sorry. That's just the way it's going to be for you, Arizona Cardinal fan. And the lie downs, which I like to call the Detroit Lions, when you have a lead of 18 points in the fourth quarter, you can't relinquish it. Sorry, you just can't relinquish something like that. Especially to a rookie quarterback and a rookie coach. It's embarrassing, number one. Number two, you got to have more pride than that. You just got to go out. You got to make a few plays. And that was what from a caller earlier when he says the numbers from Matty Stafford and Tom Brady are really similar. Here's the thing. When you're throwing 27 and you're completing 45 and you complete 27 of them. And then on the other hand, I believe Kyler Murray passed the ball 54 times and completed 29 of his attempts. That's throwing the ball way too friggin' much. If you don't get a bunch of yards when you're throwing the ball that many times, then you're doing something wrong. Then all you have is dink and dunk. And nobody's getting any yards after catch. So don't let the numbers fool you, Mitch in Santa Monica and other people out there. Because sometimes numbers are very deceiving. 49ers, I think they'll be strong. I think they'll be solid. Buccaneers, I think they're going to be up and down. I think this is going to be a very, very tough year for Jameis Winston. And the Patriots, we know that they're going to be back in the mix. And most likely that's a Super Bowl caliber team all season long, barring any injuries. And that goes for everybody with everything that I said. I mean, you got to have the horses to go out there and compete. So ultimately, when you have injuries, that has a huge impact on what could happen as far as your season goes. So anyways, I hear the music behind me, but man, oh man, week one of the NFL almost in the books. All we got left is those Monday nighters, which, by the way, I'll talk a little bit about them when I come back. Texans playing the Saints, and then you have the Broncos playing the Raiders. So we'll get to that in just a moment, everybody. Keep it close. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Everybody standing at Arrowhead Stadium. 21-3 Chiefs. Third and goal from the 6 for the Titans. Mariota working out of the gun. He's got Henry to his right. Mariota with it. Looks, drifts left. Now comes back right. Looking for somewhere to go. Running at the 10. Pumps, throws, end zone. Knocked out. Caught by Mariota. And in for the touchdown. Marcus Mariota threw it. It got knocked right back to him. He caught it and dove home for the score. 11th play of the drive coming up here. 2nd and 10. Mariota's got it. Throws deep middle. Caught. End zone. Touchdown, Titans. 22 yards on the strike to Eric Decker. And how about Tennessee? Down 21-3 at the half. They've come all the way back to take the lead with 6:06 to go in the game.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
We'll be right back. MoneyNow 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Now, more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here on The Rewind, NFL Rewind, with me, Andy Dorf, and Sports Overnight America, which, by the way, you can always catch the morning show that I do, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Sundays, where we break down the games, what we think is going to happen, and then obviously come back and join me late night, 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, when I start and go into the wee hours of the night and break down what actually did happen in the game. So get at me in the morning, get at me in the evening, people. That's how I like to roll on Sunday, maybe even Monday for you. So let's get into Monday night games too, by the way, which we still have left, Texans and Saints. I think that'll be a pretty spectacular game, to be honest with you, man. Lots of points, should be electric. Saints will probably get it done, but could be a real, real offensive juggernaut there. Broncos and Raiders, well, the mess with the Raiders, I kind of like the Broncos, to be honest with you. Packers and Bears, that was the start of it. 10-3 there was the Packers. 43-13, Titans get it done. Ravens, 59 points over the Dolphins, 10. Wow, Vikings, 28-12. Bills, 17-16 over the Jets. 32-27 for the Eagles over the Redskins. 30-27 Rams over the Panthers. Chiefs, 40-26 over the Jaguars. Chargers, 30-24 over the Colts. Seahawks, 20-20 over the Bengals. Cowboys, 35-17 over the Giants. 27-27 Lions and Cardinals. 31-17 49ers over the Buccaneers. And 33-3 Patriots, Super Bowl champions over the Steelers. That's going to wrap it up for week one. I'm Andy Dorf. This was the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
It's time for the attack here on Sports Overnight America. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Keith Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still the telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 211, Dan Patrick Radio. Takes along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country that give us a lot of love, and we love them right back, including KSHP 1400 AM, the strongest signal in North Las Vegas, still being held hostage, still being led back and forth to the Bellagio Buffet each and every day. They keep getting wider and wider and wider. We're up to our third bus as we go forward in Las Vegas. We've got a big show out in front of us today. A lot of National Football League as the 100th season of the National Football League is completely underway. Got a couple of games tonight on Monday Night Football, but we're going to start recapping the entire first week. There were some surprises, some not so many surprises, and some really bad football being played by a lot of really good football teams. So we'll talk about that as we go forward. We've got Major League Baseball to talk about as well, pennant races, and a major firing in Major League Baseball as well. And we'll explore that a little bit as the stability of the organization known as the Red Sox, maybe not so much stable anymore, as Dave Dombrowski out as the general manager 1 year after winning a world championship. So we'll get into all of that. U.S. Open, time permitting, as well as Rafa wins another championship, but Serena doesn't. And we'll explore that and more here on the Sports Attack. You're always welcome at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, we're happy to respond to you on social media. And for those of you who listen on a regular basis, the American Forces Radio Network is near and dear to our heart. These guys and girls are out there each and every day protecting our six. And as we go forward into the show, it's important because we're heard around the world. They don't always get to go home, and they protect the freedoms that many of us just take for granted. With 9/11 right around the corner, don't forget that. You see somebody out there in a uniform, go up, thank them, and then be on your way, because they head towards the danger while we move away from it. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, National Football League here in the attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy, and we'll take a trip to the beach as well right after this brief timeout.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Well, football games abounded in the 100th year of the National Football League, compiling and climaxing with the Patriots 33-3 win over the Steelers. But there were many more storylines. Clavicle seems to be the story of the day in professional football. Nick Foles breaking his. He's out indefinitely for the Jaguars. They thought they had their quarterback situation solved, but not so much. And Tyreek Hill hurt his, and he's out for weeks, as well as the Chiefs take a big hit in their particular offensive juggernaut, as their team is known as right now. Kyler Murray had a rough start, but he managed to rally the Cardinals to tie the Detroit Lions. And Dak Prescott, who's looking for a new contract, just obliterated the New York Giants. So we've got a lot to talk about and some interesting storylines that are already starting to develop in the National Football League. You know, you look at week one overall, starting with the Thursday night football game, which was a complete yawner with the Packers and the Bears. But after that, it started turning really interesting because you had some very, very unique storylines. And we'll start with the Titans and the Browns. Cleveland, who is all the way into the Super Bowl, and they've already reserved a spot in the Super Bowl, well, maybe not so fast, as they got obliterated by the Tennessee Titans, 43-13. Baker Mayfield was horrible. He was 25 of 38, 285 yards, a touchdown to Odell Beckham Jr., but three interceptions. He got sacked five times for 41 yards. And Marcus Mariota, who I've been completely down on, well, this is a prove-it year for him, and he started to prove it. 14 of 24, 248 yards, three touchdowns, no interceptions. The running game for Tennessee was there. Derrick Henry, 19 carries, 84 yards. He was supported by Mariota, scrambling on his own for 3 for 24. They got the job done. They got the job done. And Cleveland, there's a lot of talent on that football team. But I'll tell you something. It's Freddie Kitchens, who was their first-year coach, and that's why I was saying not so fast when it comes to this. He was a terrific offensive coordinator once he got the job last year. The Browns made the decision not to go with Greg Williams and to go with Freddie Kitchens as the head football coach because of the relationship he had with Baker Mayfield. Well, their defense didn't show up. It got shredded. And you look at what happened with their offense, which was not effective at all.
Everybody got touches. There was no issues as far as that went. In the 25 completions, it got spread around. Odell had 7. Landry had 4. Njoku had 4. So the ball moved around. That wasn't the issues. The Cleveland defense could not stop the Tennessee Titan offense. And if that's going to be the storyline throughout the entire year, Brown fans better get used to this because there's going to be a lot of losing going on. I don't think it's going to play out that way. Opening day, that's just the way it goes sometimes. But you look at it and you look at what happened with this team. Brown fans were already having a coronation as to how great their team was going to be. And this was a out-and-out stinker. The fans were booing. They were leaving the stadium in droves because this game was essentially over after the third quarter. But 21 points on top of it in the fourth quarter ended up contributing to the blowout. And the thing that was worrisome about that 21-point fourth quarter was that the team just laid down. And when you're looking at it and you're looking at a first-year coach, that's not what you want to see effort-wise out of your defense. So we'll go see how it plays out. One of the expected games was the Baltimore Ravens and the Miami Dolphins. Baltimore 59, the Dolphins 10. Dolphins have no chance. They might go winless this year. There's a real distinct possibility. The question is, what direction does the team go? Because they're more than likely going to finish with the worst record in the National Football League. I mean, they may win a game or two, but they're really bad and very devoid of talent. The thing that works for the Dolphins is over the next 2 years, they have 2 first-round draft picks and 2 second-round draft picks in each round for the next 2 years. They have their own, and they've acquired another one. Well, with that being said, they better get it right on draft night because this is a bad football team. Fitzpatrick was 14 of 29 for 185 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Josh Rosen saw garbage time. He was 1 of 3 for 5 yards. They at least didn't put the ball up in the air with Josh Rosen once he came in as far as just saying pass, 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 because he would have got murdered. I mean, he would have got murdered. Their offensive line is porous, to be kind. Their offensive running game, Kenyon Drake had 4 carries for 12 yards. They were behind so early, so fast, that there was literally nothing that could be done. And when you look at it, and you look at Lamar Jackson for 324 yards and 5 touchdowns, 17 of 20, had a perfect passer rating. Mark Ingram, 14 carries for 170 yards, which is exactly what they want him to do. Lamar Jackson only scrambled 3 times for 6 yards after rushing for over 500 yards last year. This is exactly what they want Lamar Jackson to be able to do. They don't want him to have to run the ball constantly because he'll get murdered. He'll get murdered. And quarterbacks in the National Football League who run all the time, you just can't do it. Can't do it. Because you will get hurt. You will get hurt really bad. So, you know, if you're a Baltimore Raven fan, granted, it was against the Miami Dolphins, but this is really encouraging because everything you wanted John Harbaugh and that offense to be able to do, they did. So, you know, it's a good sign in the first game. Not so good was the game down in Atlanta. Vikings 28, Atlanta 12. This was in Minnesota Stadium, but I'll tell you something. Atlanta's picking up right where they left off last year. Their coach is going to be on the hot seat. Matty Ice is getting old, and it looks like it's starting to show a little bit. He was 33 of 46, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. They didn't have much of a rushing game, only 73 yards. Julio Jones had 6 catches for 31 yards. Hoopa had 9 catches for 77 yards. And Calvin Ridley, 4 for 64. But it was all garbage time stuff. They scored 12 points in the fourth quarter. This game was put away early and often. 21 points in the first half for Minnesota. Zip for Atlanta. Minnesota scored another touchdown in the third quarter to really ice it. And then from then on, it was just garbage time. Dalvin Cook, 21 carries, 111 yards. Kirk Cousins was 8 of 10 for 98. They just ran the ball. They ran the ball and said, stop us. And Atlanta's defense could not. It's Atlanta, this is really problematic for them. Last year, they had the excuse of the injuries. This year, not so much. And if this ends up being the direction that this football team is going to go in, they got some big problems. And they'll be looking for a new coach and possibly a new general manager at the end of the year. So how it plays out remains to be seen. But this is an early storyline to keep an eye on because they're paying a lot of players a lot of money on that football team. And so far, it has been a complete lack of production for this football team. They look bad in the preseason. They obviously looked bad the entire year, last year. And, man, this is not the kind of start that they wanted to get off to. On the other side, for Minnesota, exactly what they want to do. Running the ball, effective on the ground, controlled passing game. So we'll see. All right, let's step out right now. When we come back, more National Football League here in the attack. We're also going to take a trip to Casablanca after the next break. We'll be back right after this brief timeout. Don't go anywhere.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Jackson, 32, to the end zone, and it is caught. That was Chris Moore with the 7-yard touchdown from Lamar Jackson.
Sets up a 3rd and 5. Lamar Jackson, pocket collapsing. He's going to dart. He's going to run. Inside the 5, Jackson into the touchdown. Oh, kind of quicks by Lamar Jackson. At that time, I don't care if you're running for a college, a defense, or a Hall of Fame defense, nobody was going to bring that kid down.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Well, we're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy out in San Francisco. Our phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. I'll tell you something, and this is, you know, every once in a while I get to pat myself on the back because God knows I screw it up often enough. When all the quarterbacks were coming out and they were projecting into the National Football League draft 2 years ago, I told you I liked Lamar Jackson probably better than all of them because of the evolution of the National Football League game. Not that it was complete air raid offense, but being mobile, having a strong enough arm, and doing everything that quarterbacks need to do on the run. Not that the other quarterbacks are necessarily going to be bad or they're going to flop or whatever it is, because you've got 4 starting quarterbacks from that class that are going on right now. But you look at it, and you look at Jackson, and you look at Allen, and you look at Darnold, and you look at Baker Mayfield, and you look at Josh Rosen. You know, Josh is the only one not starting, and he may be sooner rather than later. The other ones are having reasonable levels of success thus far. The one that made the playoffs was Lamar Jackson. The one who had a perfect quarterback rating yesterday was Lamar Jackson. The one that ran for over 700 yards last season was Lamar Jackson. And I remember saying out of Louisville, if I had the number 1 overall draft pick, which was the Cleveland Browns, he was my guy. They went with Baker Mayfield. I don't think it was a mistake. Not in any way, shape, or form. But if Ozzie Newsome's legacy, stepping out as general manager of the Baltimore Ravens, was replacing Joe Flacco with Lamar Jackson, they should start building that statue now. Because Lamar Jackson's going to be in his league for the foreseeable future. And all kinds of credit to John Harbaugh. I know it's 1 game. I get it. But for adapting an offense to a quarterback with a unique skill set rather than trying to fit him into the so-called quarterback mold of everything that goes on with quarterbacks. So, you know, just keep it in mind. Just keep it in mind. Falcons, as we were talking about, stunk it out. And so did the Jets on the back end of their game. They had this game. They were auditioning a new kicker right now, actually. I'm sure they have them lined up outside the Meadowlands. They had a 16-0 lead, end up losing the game. I'm sorry, 16-3 lead. End up losing the game 17-16 on 14 fourth quarter points. Bills came back and won the game. Donald was 28 of 41, 175 yards and a touchdown. They didn't ask him to do much, and it showed. Le'Veon Bell, first time he's touched the ball in 2 years, 17 carries for 60 yards. Crowder had 14 receptions for 99 yards. Bell had 6 out of the backfield. They have to have a better offense than this. Their offensive line has issues. Their defense didn't play bad, to be completely honest. They turned over Josh Allen 4 times. 2 interceptions, 2 fumbles, but they only got to him once. And when it came down to it, Buffalo was able to run the ball on the back end of the game. They didn't get away from their running game. And the Jets kicking. They didn't pay their kicker last year. And Vedvik missed an extra point, missed a field goal. They went for a 2-point conversion, which was fine, but they eschewed the field goal later in the game because it was beyond his range, or so they thought, and they had issues. They're going to cut him today, and bring in somebody else. It's amazing. Nobody in this league can kick anymore. Nobody. That's why 45, 47, 48-year-old kickers are still kicking the football in the National Football League. Ever since they moved back the extra point distance, it just shows you how it's fraction of an inches. You know, when you're kicking and it's a 20-yard kick as opposed to a 30-yard kick, you can start the ball out. It goes a couple inches outside the goalpost, curves back in, you're fine. You do it from 30 yards, they miss. And it's impacted what they've been able to do with field goals because for whatever reason, once it gets inside these kickers' heads, when they're missing extra points, they start missing field goals. And this is brutal. And this is nothing that these coaches can fix. They're sitting there. You either have a good one, and you talk about increasing the value of contracts. Man, if you're a kicker right now and you can make your extra points and you can kick a 45-yard field goal, my God, you're worth $3, $4, $5 million. And they're going to pay you. That's something that the general managers at least are recognizing, is that you can't not pay these guys. I mean, it's pretty amazing to me that after all these years, and you think about the great kickers in the history of the game, that they can't find guys who can kick the football. It's astounding. So many games are being lost because of the kicking game. And yesterday was a perfect example. Perfect example. You know, the Jets had one last year in Jason Myers. He had a terrific year for them last year. It's his fifth season in the league. He had an outstanding year for them. He had 129 points. He was 33 of 36 on field goals. Extra points, he was 30 of 33. He had 129 points total. And he wanted a $5 million deal out of the Jets. And Mike Maccagnan, in his parting shot, wouldn't pay him. Like, we could find another kicker. Well, you're 0-1 because you couldn't find another kicker. And they're going to be out there looking for another one today. Anybody that's kicked in the National Football League took a flight to the Meadowlands and said, yeah, try me out. I can kick. I'm totally serious. It's pretty astounding how bad it is. Meyer signed with Seattle. They were willing to pay him the money. You know, the NFL is different than it used to be. They keep tweaking the rules. They keep moving the goalposts. And as you saw in many games yesterday, extra points missed all over the place, field goals missed all over the place. Man, if you're in college right now, and they don't usually waste draft picks on kickers, but if you're in college right now, man, kick a touchdown, as Gary Uprepian used to say, because there's big money out in front of you. Big money out in front of you. Believe me. Eagles 32, Redskins 27. Redskins were out in front in this game, 20-7 at halftime. Eagles fans, the Boo Birds were out in force, booing Carson Wentz every time he touched the ball. But DeSean Jackson, back home after hitting the road for a few years, two touchdowns, 32-27, comeback victory. Case Keenum looked pretty good. And if you're a Redskin fan and you want to hang your hat on something, maybe you got your quarterback for this year. I mean, it's going to be the kid next year. But Keenum was damn good. Their defense just didn't hold up, which was a bit surprising. And I picked Washington in this game in my little football pool. And I won with the points. But you look at it, Keenum was 30 of 44, 380 yards, three touchdowns, no picks. They didn't stick to the running game. Adrian Peterson was inactive the first time he's been a healthy scratch in his entire career. And Darius Guice had 10 carries for 18 yards. Frankly, I don't understand why they didn't run the football more. I know Case Keenum was having a really good day, But by not burning the clock in the second half, they let the Eagles back into the game. And Carson Wentz kept his cool. You have to give him a lot of credit. They had a balanced running attack. Sproles had 47 yards. Howard had 44. Sanders had 25. But the receiving was where they stepped up. And DeSean Jackson, who I've never been a big fan of, just because of the fact I think he's a bit of a front runner. But got to give him credit where credit was due. 8 carries, 154 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 bombs. Zach Ertz had 5 for 54. Alshon Jeffrey, 5 for 49. They got it done. And the defense tightened up on the back end of the game. And you have to give them credit as well, because they got shredded early. All right. Let's step out right now. When we come back, we're going to take a trip to the beach and then more of the National Football League opening weekend here in the Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
25 of Philadelphia, shotgun formation, 2nd and 6 for Minnesota. 4-man defensive front for the Eagles. They come charging. There's the snap. Arching spiral pass down the far side. Over the shoulder catch, touchdown. Back corner of the end zone. Rudolph, the touchdown. A 25-yard perfectly thrown pass down the far sideline. Case Keenum to his tight end, Kyle Rudolph.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Well, Rick, after tonight, I'll be through with the whole business, and I'm leaving, finally, this Casablanca.
Who's bribed for your visa? Reno or yourself?
Myself. Found myself much more reasonable. Look, Rick, You know what this is? Something that even you have never seen. Letters of transit signed by General Degon. Cannot be rescinded, not even questioned. One moment. Tonight I'll be selling those for more money than even I have ever dreamed of. And then, adio, Casablanca. You know, Rick, I have many a friend in Casablanca, but somehow, just because you despise me, you are the only one I trust. Will you keep these for me, please?
For how long?
Oh, perhaps an hour, perhaps a little longer.
I don't want them here overnight.
Don't be afraid of that. Please keep them for me. Thank you. I knew I could trust you. Waiter, I'll be expecting some people. If anybody asks for me, I'll be right here.
Yes, monsieur.
Rick, I hope you're more impressed with me now. If you'll forgive me, I'll share my good luck with your roulette wheel.
Just a moment. Hey, I heard a rumor those two German couriers were carrying letters of transit.
Huh? Oh, huh. I've heard that rumor, too. Poor devils.
Yes, you're right, Ugarte. I am a little more impressed with you.
Casablanca update brought to you by our good friends at the Weather Channel, weather.com. It'll save you a hiney. Casablanca, Grand Casablanca, Morocco, not too shabby. 71 degrees right now. Feels like 71. High is going to be 82. 0% chance of rain in the forecast today. 71 is going to be the low, so they've already hit it. I mean, man, I'm booking a vacation there. I'm telling you. I'm going. Casablanca, Grand Morocco is, without question, the coolest city ever. And you know something, even in the Carolinas, not so shabby as well. As you know, it's pretty good weather. I mean, it really is. 82 degrees will be the high today. 67 will be the low. 74 right now, and a little bit of humidity in the air, feels like 77, but a slight chance of rain, about 20%, so you may get a sprinkle here or there, but enjoy yourself in Casablanca, North Carolina, which until the 20th of December is no longer the coldest city ever.
Okay, short and sweet. Antonio Brown's not in the building today. Won't be practicing. I don't have any more information for you right now. And when I have some and it becomes appropriate, you guys all get it. I promise you. But that's it.
Yeah, well, Antonio Brown's going to the New England Patriots, and that's a storyline we'll get to tomorrow because there was just too much National Football League to cover. We talked about the Eagles and the Redskins. Panthers and the Rams. Rams 30, Panthers 27. Rams had this game completely in control. They let the Panthers back into it. It was a nice comeback by Cam Newton and company. Newton was 25 of 38, no touchdowns, a pick. But Christian McCaffrey really took them back into the game, and a lot of credit to Ron Rivera, because they did not get away from the game plan, which was run the ball with Christian McCaffrey, pass the ball to Christian McCaffrey, who's going to have probably 1,000 yards both receiving and rushing, and they're going to try to protect Cam Newton. It's what they need to do. Not enough. They came back with 14 fourth quarter points, but their defense gave up a touchdown in the fourth quarter, and that was the difference in the football game. Jared Goff was okay. Nothing special. 23 of 39, a pick and a touchdown. Todd Gurley had a very slow start, but came back for 14 carries and 97 yards. And Malcolm Brown, who, you know, again, I criticized him for getting rid of C.J. Anderson in the offseason. Maybe he ends up being that bowling ball kind of guy. And, you know, you only have a certain amount of money and you can only spend so much of it. He's 5'11", 222 pounds. He's in his fourth season out of Texas. And he's getting an opportunity to run the football. And considering they're going to want to spell Todd Gurley, they have to hope that this guy can carry the rock. And he did early in the game. Two touchdowns from scrimmage. He isn't a breakaway runner. They're going to crowd the box on him when he's in the game. But they managed to get the job done, and Goff did just enough in their opening win. Quite frankly, I wasn't impressed with either team. It was a good football game, but I wasn't particularly impressed with either team. Again, first week impressions, you just have to set it aside and see what happens. We talked early about Nick Foles and his broken clavicle. Poor guy, when he starts, he can't stay on the field. It happened with the Eagles, and now it's happening with the Jaguars. Chiefs 40, Jaguars 26. They got big problems down there. They thought they had it solved. It was 17-7 after the first quarter, 23-13 at halftime. He was already hurt. When he completed his touchdown pass, he got hurt. Minshew, their fifth-round draft pick, played pretty well, the kid out of Washington State. And maybe, just maybe, he can play a little bit. But as they get more film on this kid, it's going to be more and more difficult. But he was pretty solid. 22 of 25, 275 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. He was all right. They didn't run the ball particularly well, although Fournette was pretty good with his 13 carries for 66 yards. But they were behind so early that they had to start chucking the ball. DJ Chark had a touchdown catch from Nick Foles, and that was the play Foles got hurt on. Sammy Watkins just blew the doors off the stadium down in Jacksonville. Nine receptions, 198 yards, three touchdowns, including a 68-yarder. Shady McCoy had 10 carries for 81 yards. Looked like he still had something left in the tank. And Patrick Mahomes was 25 of 33, 378 yards, three touchdowns. The only problem is Tariq Hill got hurt. And I don't know if they're going to be able to compensate for that, because he hurt his clavicle as well. That seemed to be the theme of the game, although his was not broken, at least according to the reports after the game. But it was evidently severely bruised. They're probably going to have to sit him indefinitely. There'll be an update on that today. But there's enough firepower on this team to get it done. What was more impressive was Spagnuolo's defense played pretty well. I mean, the 13 points in the fourth quarter were garbage time points, and that's fine. But they held this offense to 13 points in the first half. By that point, the game was already out of reach. If they get any level of defense, you can already pencil in a New England-Kansas City matchup in the championship game, in the AFC championship game, to see who goes to the Super Bowl. Well done all the way around. Chargers 30, Colts 24, take it back to place kicking. Right here, Adam Vinatieri missed a field goal with an opportunity to put the Colts in the lead. We're not able to do it. Melvin Gordon's holding out for a new contract, and Austin Ekeler, I got to get that right, picked up the slack with no issues whatsoever. He had 154 yards from scrimmage, three touchdowns, a seven-yard run in overtime to win the football game. It two teams that have some interesting storylines. Melvin Gordon not around for the Chargers. Jacoby Brissett taking over the team at the quarterback position. He struggled early, but was really good later in the game. He was 21 of 27 for 190 yards, two touchdowns. Adam Vinatieri, he's been around 24 years. He missed two field goals and an extra point. It was the difference in the game. They had an opportunity to win it in regulation. And when you think about it, you're out in San Diego, man. Aside from being indoors, this is as pristine an environment as you could possibly kick in. And they didn't get it done. And he didn't get it done. And it takes us back to the storyline that I was talking about at the top. Nobody can kick the damn football anymore. And if you don't have a solid kicker, you're going to lose football games. It costs coaches their jobs. It costs playoff berths to these teams. And it's a situation, quite frankly, that, you know, you look at it, you got issues. And if you're a general manager in this league right now, you know, punting aside, you best find yourself a place kicker. Because if you don't have one, you ain't winning football games. It's as simple as that. Bengals showed pretty well. I was impressed with what Cincinnati did. Maybe they're going to be a tougher out than most people think because they headed to the West Coast. And the Seahawks won the game 21-20. But Cincinnati acquitted themselves quite well. Russell Wilson was 14 of 20 for 196 yards, two touchdowns. They ran the ball pretty well, 72 yards. But Cincinnati's defense did a nice job in stuffing the run and forcing Russell Wilson to try to win the game. Cincinnati got away from the run, only 14 attempts for 34 yards. But Andy Dalton, under new coaching, 35 of 51, 418 yards, two touchdowns. He got sacked five times. But I'll tell you something, without A.J. Green, guys stepped up, and including John Ross III, who first round pick back in 2017, ninth overall, has started to break out. He was pretty good last year. He didn't get that many touches. He had 21 receptions for 210 yards, but seven touchdowns last year. Well, he went right back to producing this year. Seven receptions for 158 yards and two touchdowns. And once they get Green back, it looks like they're going to be a fairly good offensive team, whether or not the defense holds up. And they did a pretty good job yesterday. Remains to be seen, but Cincinnati might be better than most people think. We'll see. Again, early, we get it. Giants got blown out by the Cowboys, 35-17. If you're looking for a contract extension, four touchdowns is a very good way to start. Not such a bad way to go about business. 35-17 was the final score. Eli was pretty good, 30 of 44, 306 yards and a touchdown. Daniel Jones got in, and they're going to work him in a little bit at every opportunity. It was garbage time, but 3 of 4, 17 yards. Dak was 25 of 32 for four touchdowns, no picks. They didn't touch him. And he shredded that defense. Zeke, 13 carries, 53 yards. Got the job done. Wasn't bad all in all. 49ers, 31-17 over the Buccaneers. Jameis turning the ball over. Jameis will be looking for work after this year. As we talked about, Kyler Murray, sluggish start, brought them all the way back. And there was a tie in this football game, which is a rarity. They went to overtime. But Kyler Murray was 29 of 54, 308, two touchdowns and a pick. Matthew Stafford, three touchdowns, no pick. Good game. It was a real good game. 27-27 was the final with Arizona. And then last two, as we go into it, 49ers 31-17, as we talked about, over the Buccaneers. And then the Steelers just got blown out, by the Patriots, 33-3. All right, when we come back, we'll preview the Monday Night Football specials and wrap up here on The Attack. I'm Bob Black. He's Scott Cuddy. Don't go anywhere.
Steelers with a cover two shell in the back as Olsen comes in motion from far to near. Newton has the snap, fades back, swing pass out of the backfield. McCaffrey caught, 15 to the 10, the 5, touchdown, Carolina at the Steeler 25. Newton, three-step drop, throwing left flat. McCaffrey wide open, will coast in for the touchdown. Here's McCaffrey angling left. He scores a touchdown over left tackle.
This is Sports Overnight America.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Black. You're not get over it. 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to sneak one in. As we talked about, we gave short shrift to it. Patriots blew out the Steelers 33-3. I'm going to talk about that one a little more tomorrow. Sometimes you just run out of time, and that's the way it goes. We're going to doubleheader with Monday Night Football. We have the Texans and the Saints, which should be an interesting game in that you've got Deshaun Watson has revamped offensive line going up against the New Orleans Saints, who got screwed out of the Super Bowl last year and are on a mission from God. So I like the matchup. I like the intrigue here. Two teams that have really serious aspirations. I mean, Bill O'Brien rebuilt that Texas team on the fly right before the regular season, and he's got complete say in personnel. We're going to find out whether or not he knows what he's doing. Not necessarily this game, but in the long term, Deshaun Watson right now is the best quarterback in that division. And whether or not that translates into getting past the first round of the playoffs remains to be seen. But they're pretty optimistic about that. And then you have the Broncos and the soap opera known as the Raiders. Antonio Brown gone. They cut him over the weekend, and we're going to really get into that tomorrow. But they're optimistic, but now they're down one major weapon. So we'll see how it plays out. All right, that's it for the Attack. We'll talk about those two games tomorrow, recap a little bit of the Steelers and the New England Patriots. I don't want to give that short shrift, and we'll get into everything else in the world of sports. For Scott Cuddy, I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.